This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Here in Buffalo, Mayor Byron W. Brown calls this community a refugee resettlement city, sidestepping the federal sanctuary city confrontation. Did you know that the influx of refugees and immigrants over the last decade here has made the Buffalo public school system more language diverse per capita than New York City? With 7 top languages and more than 80 different languages in all, 18% of public school students are English language learners. Arabic, Somali, Burmese, and Swahili, and more. How does the school cope? They engage an enthusiastic team of cultural resource specialists and upgrade teacher skills to deliver a tangible welcome message to students and their families. Second-generation Yemeni and trained language educator Nadia Nashir is the assistant superintendent of multilingual education for the Buffalo Public School District.
We do not see it as a challenge. We actually see it as an opportunity. So when our parents enter and to enroll their child, they see someone that looks and sounds like them, that understands their plight. They feel comfortable asking them questions that they might not ask someone that doesn't speak their home language or understand their cultural nuances and belief systems. So we have been working really hard to create school environments, ethos, if you will, that tell the students, we welcome you.
What's an example of that?
We rely on our cultural resource specialist and our academic coaches, and we develop materials. So in a school, you will see an activity that all classrooms are expected to participate in called All About Me, where students are encouraged to talk about who they are, where they're from, what language are spoken, what dreams do they have for the future.
So there's no separate sequestered second language classroom, or at least if there is, there's also English language learning going on in every class?
Right. So English language learners vary greatly in many ways. So we do not deliberately segregate our students. We recognize that there are some students who might need more support in the beginning, but the goal is to integrate all of our students.
What are the challenges at different ages?
The majority of our students were born and raised in America. They're second, third generation Americans. And so we noticed that grades K to 2, they're very similar to their Buffalo-born peers. And so ensuring that they have the foundational literacy skills is easier. But when you have a child that comes from a refugee camp and their instruction has been interrupted, it makes it difficult for that ENL teacher to transfer what they know in their home language to English. Right? So I'm working with a student. They have a lot of gaps in their home language. So that just makes it a lot more difficult for our students to have interrupted formal education.
But you still do it. I mean, you push right ahead.
Absolutely.
You talked about this idea of a program called All About Me, where people mm-hmm. get up and talk about their dreams and mm-hmm. talk about the things that have happened. Mm-hmm. If you do have refugees in the classrooms, some of them may have experienced trauma mm-hmm. and may not want to talk.
Our teachers are magnificent. They know their students, and they would not push a child to share what they're not comfortable with. However, we want our students to feel confident that we want to know about their experience.
And that they're safe.
And that they're safe.
Right. And so what stories have you heard?
They talked about watching their father being murdered, their sisters or aunts being raped. That was heart-wrenching to hear. Knowing a child's experience informs how you lead.
How do other kids at schools react to this? I mean, is it difficult sometimes?
Buffalo is known as a city of good neighbors. And that's what makes Buffalo great, is that we have the sense of community and shared values, and that we embrace diversity. We take the stance of, we were once you. We all came from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And Buffalonians remember that, and we help our newly arrived immigrants to make Buffalo their home.
Nadia Nashir, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Nadia Nashir is the Assistant Superintendent of Multilingual Education for the Buffalo Public Schools.